This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The post office is one of America's oldest institutions, and at the same time, one of the most peculiar. Not really government anymore, not really a private sector enterprise, yet still vital. What is clear is that without the United States Postal Service, as it's now called, this country would have been a very different place. Winifred Gallagher tells that story in her new book. It's called How the Post Office Created America. Good to have you on.
Thank you.
You're not kidding. The post office did basically create America, right?
Yes, it certainly did. We have to remember that when America started out, it was a wilderness, and even the big towns and cities were just a tiny little narrow band on the East Coast. Everything had to be built from scratch. So the post office was absolutely essential to start the national market.
What happened? Because I'm not sure that people in this country today have that grand a vision. And I say this honestly, not to be disparaging, but I don't think people think of the U.S. Postal Service with those lofty views.
No, unfortunately, what most people think is that, email killed the post office. That's not true.
You don't buy that?
The post office was at its most powerful, say, between 1880 and World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened, a terrible confluence of things. First of all, the expense of the two world wars and the Depression basically starved the post office of resources so it couldn't automate. At the same time that America's mail volume doubled, they were still working with tools that Benjamin Franklin knew.
Let me posit then that if it's not email that killed the post office, I wonder if you'd agree with this statement, that maybe what killed the post office was the Congress of the United States and the federal government.
Oh,
by spinning off the U.S. Postal Service and congressional meddling and mismanagement and restrictions that no real American company would have to deal with. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. It receives no tax dollars, but as you pointed out, it's subjected to congressional scrutiny, and it has to provide universal service at a very low cost, regardless of their sometimes very high cost. So it has to operate in these constraints that no business would accept, yet it has to support itself on its own income. So that's very difficult right off the bat. The real issue around email, they were just too timid to join the digital revolution in the 80s from paper mail to email. And Congress and the postal management, they just dropped the ball.
Let me get you then to your last chapter, the title of which is Wither the Post. Here we are, early 21st century. Where's the post office going?
I think the most likely thing to happen would be to age gracefully. The post office will have ceded the digital stuff to private enterprise. But it's still a phenomenal physical delivery system.
You mentioned before we turned on the microphones that you split your time. You spend half the year in Wyoming. What's the post office like there for you? Do you go down every day and pick up your letters, or does somebody come by?
Absolutely.
Down a dusty road or something?
You don't go. We have a city hall, but I don't think I've ever been to it. The post office is the nerve center of our little town, 960 people. Of those 960 people, the vast majority could have home delivery of mail, but do you know how many do?
Six.
Everybody wants to go to the post office and get their mail. And if you're having a bad hair day, you wear a hat.
It's a great history. It's called How the Post Office Created America by Winifred Gallagher. Thanks very much.
Thank you.